Was I right about the sideburns? So one thing Brian forgot to mention, we haven't had a cheap wine and poetry in a while, is that you can do the poetry sigh. You guys know what I'm talking about, right? Like that one? I think I heard something like it over there. And he's a bird one. Do this.
And in real life.
Okay. Here's another conversation. This one's mom and a child. Mom, where are you guys? Sitting on the dick. Come join us, honey. Mom, WTF, that is so freaking gross. Are you okay? Deck, honey. We are on the deck. I hate this phone. Sitting on the dick. That's the text you never want to get from your mother. Yeah. Okay. It's all right. As you guys get drunker, these get funnier. All right. So Sierra Nelson, who I just met, I think, for the first time tonight, has the hot for teacher look down, I told her. And she's got outstanding tights on. Sierra Nelson earned her MFA from UW in 2002, and her poems can be found in Crazy Horse, Poetry Northwest, Black Boot, Thermos, and other locations. Her Choose Your Own Adventure chapbook, I Take Back the Sponge Cake, created with artist Lauren Erdrich, recently won NYU's Collaboration Award and is available to buy from QF Press. She is co-founder of the Poetry Science Performance Group, the Vis-a-Vis Society, whose statistical musical, Hello Again, Hello, will debut at the Northwest Film Forum on May 12th through 14th. It will explore, through song, dance, and poetry science, topics such as contagious loneliness, phone booth terrariums, bioluminescence, and peppy pants. She, I don't know what peppy pants are. She hearts typewriters, Icelandic sagas, and cephalopods. Please welcome to stage Sierra Nelson.
So this is a book by the Vis-a-Vis Society that I collaborate with Rachel Tesler, and this is available for sale. And there's a 7-inch in the back, which can be fun, but it's optional. And it plays at 33 1/3, so you don't have to have one that switches if you're nervous about that. I'm not going to read from that tonight, but it's all multiple choice poems. Survey poem, so it's fun. I'm going to read. It's going to make some dedications tonight. So the first one goes out to all the lovers and elevator enthusiasts in the audience. And the title comes from an actual sign in an elevator. Push button for floor desired. All down the front, each button burns. Little, round, hard, lit from the inside. Turned on for 15 floors going down. At each stop, another button undone. From the roof of your mouth to the bottom floor basement, I'm gonna rattle your cage and snap your metal roof. All the petals inside us free fall, falling up in invisible winds. If you're finding it difficult to stand, let me press you against the wall. But don't mistake that rising feeling. L is only for lobby. Linoleum, legs shaking, doors open, walk across the floor. This one I'd like to dedicate to all the sandwich makers and people who are not sure what day it is. It's called, I Hold These Truths to Be Self-Evident. You can pay a boy money and he will make you a sandwich. Children confronted by a new noun try to live there. Although it feels like Thursday, it really is Tuesday. I know it should be simple, but I can't make it easy. Poor little house, says one child to a strange word. With gusto, the sandwich boy stabs the halves with frilly toothpicks. I have come here to try to tell you something important. I stare down at my hands like alternate Sundays. Please don't take this hard the wrong way. Remember, there's lettuce for everyone and pickles for the asking. Children can make a thatch palace out of egress, but you and I have reached the end of our sandwich days. This one goes out to everyone who is wearing a bra and the people who love them. Eating light bulbs for a living. Even the sun's got a parasol these hungover days. On the streets, roaming, too bright, too parched, too many problems to solve. In this town, I'm unknown as the new moon, regardless of previous history, how many hearts overthrown, and who calls Venus heartless. Every planet's got its problems. We're all just trying to get a little more for less. I like my stars like I like my ride, neat with just a splash of candelabra. There, it's no use crying, I say to my friend, the empty bar stool. Abracadabra, make this life disappear faster than a brassiere. This is a postcard dedicated to all the brides and sprinklers in the house. The bride stands, a 620-foot fall resembling a puff of wind. Verily she approaches the void, no joke, an encyclopedic compendium of superlatives. A cactus might look half-assed, but it takes them hundreds of years to achieve this sense of humor. Without sentiment, the bride refracts light like a rainbow in a sprinkler. I'm just going to do a quick check. Is my mom here?
I hope so.
Okay, so this one is dedicated to my mom and the train station in Poughkeepsie. You're telling that story again, the one in which your mother believes your college boyfriend visiting you from New York stole her silver and asks him to take a lie detector test, which escalates to her throwing him out of her house, but also buying him a plane ticket back to New York, which he uses, but delays the departure to try to salvage the romance, so you go to Vancouver without telling anyone. At which point your entire family believes you have run away with an outlaw. For outlaw, read husband. For family, read forest. Without telling, envelope. For romance, read anger. For plane ticket, resentment. Vancouver is year after year. For throwing out of the house, read a cracked mirror. For lie detector, ink stain. For silver, read virginity. Your mother believes your childhood. Your college boyfriend becomes you on a train from New York to Poughkeepsie, looking to reverse the summer. Your childhood looks for your virginity, an ink stain escalates to a cracked mirror and resentment, which he uses. Anger year after year in an envelope. The forest believes you have run away with a husband. Goes out to everyone who's drunk and everyone who's not drunk. It's called Road Wave. A rogue wave of old grief capsized me at the bar. The night in my mouth had the names all wrong. Herodotus. My chair was upside down, but I was making it look casual. Earlier, when my glasses flew off, and his glasses flew off, and they did a little orbit around each other before returning to our faces, but that was before Herodotus. Herodotus tells us, human happiness never continues long in one stay. I report my old love and long hand. I report old grief in perfect sobbing penmanship. I report my flight from the bar as a series of not falling, bat wing-like movements. Photographers, I need you. Graffiti artists, I need you. Dancing man at the bus stop, I need you. I have staggered free of the wreck of 1 year. I can surely come clear of another. This last little bit. This is the Choose Your Own Adventure lyrical Choose Your Own Adventure chapbook that I made with artist Lauren Erdrich. And so each poem comes with an image, which I will try to show, although I wasn't really ready for how far back it was going to go. So just imagine. But each page also comes with a choice, so everyone can choose, and you can just raise your hand when we get to the choice part. You'll have a choice between two sound-alike words with different definitions, and there'll be a little sample sentence. And I'll just do my best to get the majority vote to move our way through this. Okay. So, to begin the adventure, you will go back again. We have seen your future, and it's all eyes, you crazy head of bees. Hurry while we're still sleepy, get out the gate. This is where you squint. Fun librarian move. Okay. Your choices are wait to stay or wait heaviness. And the sample sentence, wait, my heart is breaking. Okay, wait to stay. Raise your hands. Okay, or wait heaviness.
Perfect.
Heavy. Okay. Okay. Page 3. Painful landscape. In less than 2 weeks, this feeling will crack, a fine fracture sometimes known as filament. I held my breath as you tied the apron, the heat of your hands, the bow at my back. A dark head full of dark thoughts meets a fairy. Infidelity burns in its narrow white bay. Tender hooves ascend the mountain, the lake bitterly inverts with every step. Each year after fighting, the antlers fall off, but we can't stop lamenting lost velvet and bone. When I said filament, I meant forever. Shake your poor incandescent head. I know we were meant for each other. Birds of fine feather flocking asunder. your choice. Tide, ebb and flow at sea, or tide, fastened. High tide, we met in the dark by the docks. So tide, ebb and flow at sea.
Yeah.
Okay, or tide, fastened.
Yeah.
Flow at sea. Well, there was a nice growl in that last one. This one is called Pseudomorph, and there's a little explanation. Pseudomorph is a cloud of ink similar in shape to the creature that emits it that may serve as a decoy, which some cephalopods are known to do. Pseudomorph. Releasing a false body from my body, my shadow emerges, and I am beside myself. I am all startle and stun, undone, while she is all desire, a body of ink and water, a dark slip slipped off but hovering. She is dissolute, as dire as the darkest part of me, my shadowed veins, my brine black blood, my fear and flood and faster. Without her, I am only flesh, a part, half my heart, half beat. She is my mirror and my heat, fevered shiver, burning cold. Wave, by fin, by tentacle, she dissipates, dissolves, into a fall to the deep sea floor. I am a fathom away.
Yeah!
Okay, and your choices are wreck to care for or wreck a ruined ship. Little wreck where she wanders. Okay, wreck to care for. Okay. or wreck a ruined ship?
Yeah!
Wreck! You have landed on the poem called Sponge Cake. Which I'm going to prize, okay, Sponge Cake. Closed eyes make you invisible. Rigmarole, jelly roll, morale, low. I take back the sponge cake. I never tire of the OED on this deserted aisle. More and more I forget to put messages in to the bottles I keep throwing out to sea. Okay, your choices are wade to walk in water or wade did weigh. We wade in tears. Wade to walk in water?
Yeah!
Or wade did weigh?
I'm all about it.
I think it was to walk in water. Your monster, self-portrait, and lies. The surgical mask day in my book means nothing to me. Imaginary dot, 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 I've made my demands. What color will the sugar be? Blue, black, and green. Hush now, I am sleeping. Your choices are... Sure, certain, or sure, one who shoes.
Sure.
Okay. And your sample sentence is, that sure is a mighty fine secret. Okay. Sure, certain, or sure, one who shoes.
Yeah!
One who shoes. So now we've come to an end, one end of the journey. There are multiple ends, and this book comes with a map too. So if you're interested in the topic that way, if you I don't know if you did that, but you used to have to like fold your finger in and want to. No, I want to go back and make it. So now you have the map. You want to kind of cheat your way back to a decision and make a new choice. So this one doesn't. There's no choice, but there'll be a poem and an image, and then there's still a fill in the blank. So I'll just fill in the blank however you like, and then choose your way into the next. Okay. But first, the poem: absurdity becomes you. Q-tip breathless and quitter special. Early midnights or mad again maybe. Mouth peaks for pent pouts. Pearl black for pure bloom. Wan glitter shiver for stutter girl's answer. Worn out parades in parallax powder. Slack cry comb with shame or slicker. Clock candy person, cough and shimmer. There's the picture to help you. I can show these to you later, too. Closer look of what your destiny was tonight. Okay, so there'll be a fill in the blank and then a little sort of hint about that. Do not blank the pretty songbirds. Join the chorus. Thank you.
All right, this is the time in Cheap Wine and Poetry when you buy a bunch of booze and stuff at the front and smoke and stuff like that.